Random House Audio presents The Lonesome Gods by Louis L'Amour. Read for you by David Strathairn. Chapter 1. I sat very still, as befitted a small boy among strangers, staring wide-eyed into a world I did not know. I was 6 years old, and my father was dying. Only last year I had lost my mother. She died longing for that far-off, lovely California where she was born, and of which she never tired of talking. Warm and sunny, people said when speaking of California, but I knew it as a place where fear lived. Now we were going there. We were crossing the desert to face that fear, and I was afraid. My father sat close beside me trying to sleep, but torn occasionally by violent spells of coughing that caused the other passengers to turn their heads, some in pity, some in irritation. Our wagon, drawn by 6 half-wild mustangs, plunged into the night, rocking and rumbling over a dim track that only the driver seemed to see. Ours was a desperate venture, a lone wagon with 2 outriders attempting the crossing from Santa Fe to California. Lying awake in the darkness, I remembered what people in Santa Fe had said. "It's a crazy idea, one wagon. Even if they can slip by the Apaches, the Yumas will be waiting at the crossing of the Colorado." "Remember what happened to that last outfit? The Yumas agreed to ferry them across the river, but when they had half of them on the far side, the Yumas just took off with all their goods and stock, left them to die in the desert, with nothing." "Only they didn't die. Not all of them." "I'll say one thing. If anybody could take a wagon through alone, it would be Doug Farley."
"Maybe, but he's only one man. As for me, I'll just wait until spring."